I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Most commercial property owners in Juneau are smarting from their tax bills this year after the city raised the assessed value of their land by 50%. City officials say this is just the first step in a multi-year correction to fix a decade of neglect in the annual assessments of commercial properties. Those values directly impact tax bills and the balance of who's paying for city services. But the owners of hundreds of affected properties think this first jump already overvalues their holdings, and they're fighting it.
Hold on, do not go anywhere.
Peggy Ann McConaughey is a real estate broker in Juneau who teaches classes for other real estate professionals.
Okay, I have my little assessment cards.
She has a handful of mailers that the Juneau Assessor's Office sends every April to property owners.
And my husband and I own the building that's also known as Psycho Alaska Building, and it is a building that we are appealing the 2021 assessed values on right now.
A quick disclosure, I worked for Psycho Alaska in the summer of 2012. This year's mailer puts the value of the lot that the bike shop sits on, which is about a sixth of an acre and zoned waterfront commercial, 50% higher than last year. That also means she owes about $1,600 more in property taxes this year.
It's not something that makes me kind of happy. If my property was worth over $1 million,
that's after the building is factored in,
I'd say I'd put it on the market today and try to sell it, although there's no market for it at all.
McConaughey says that's one of the problems with the assessor's methodology. She and other property owners don't think the new assessments capture how volatile the commercial real estate market is in Juneau. There's the pandemic, of course, but McConaughey says there's also been longer economic trends that years of flat assessments did reflect.
We live on the vagaries of us being the capital city. And when you have a capital city that goes through things like oil was $100 per barrel, but goes down to zero, that affects my business and my building, just as it affects most other people's businesses and other people's buildings. So that is not necessarily true that the properties go up. He's wrong.
The assessor is actually a she, but keeps a low profile because her work is supposed to be free from public and political influence. Instead, City Finance Director Jeff Rogers has been the public face of the assessment issues. Explaining the correction and justification is complicated and technical, but a big piece comes from the assessor comparing known sales prices over the last 5 years with the city's assessed values. For commercial properties, sales prices on average were much higher. Rogers says the data indicates that the commercial real estate market isn't as volatile as unhappy property owners think. Still, the owners of 207 commercial properties filed appeals this year.
There's nothing about the appeals that makes me think that we have made a global error. We have demonstrated in a number of analyses that the vast majority of commercial parcels have not seen any increase to their base land value in a decade or longer.
Some of those appeals are being resolved through conversations with the assessor's office. Most are pending with the Board of Equalization for individual hearings and decisions. The board is a panel of volunteers appointed by the Juneau Assembly. Rogers says he wants all of the appeals to be fully settled by the end of the calendar year. But with so many outstanding appeals, it's not clear if that soft deadline will be met with the regular process. Rogers says lawyers for the city and a group of property owners are trying to see if there's a way to hold a group hearing. Rogers acknowledges that the abrupt change feels unfair to commercial property owners, but there's a whole other class of property owners paying more than their fair share, because residential property assessments have been rising more or less in line with actual market values.
So if you are a residential property owner and you've owned your property over time, you have borne an increasing burden of property tax for the borough, for the provision of police and fire and all the other services the city provides, because commercial land has been underassessed.
Juneau's local elected officials have been learning about the issue. Mayor Beth Weldon says they don't have many options to intervene. One action the assembly did take recently was to give property owners a partial reprieve on their tax bills this fall. They can pay most of their bill on the regular due date and the rest by the end of the year. Those due dates apply even if an appeal is pending, but Rogers points out that if a property owner wins their appeal and they overpaid their taxes, then a state law requires that the city refund excess taxes plus interest at a generous 8% annualized rate. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.